It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. This is a special day. Yeah. This is a picture of a friend of mine whose name is Al Warden. And he is an astronaut. You see this thing around here? This is the part that holds his helmet for his space travel. I wanted you to see this because he's coming to visit us today. He's not even in our neighborhood yet, but he's going to fly in and come here and visit today and stay with my family and me tonight. Yeah. This is something that was sent to him in care of our neighborhood. I'm sure that they're films, but it came from NASA, his office, which is the National Aeronautic Space Administration. You see, it says over here, Lieutenant Colonel Alfred Warden, care of Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. And down here it says what it is, Warden, EVA, and other films. But it belongs to Al Warden, so of course we don't open it. I know some young people who have done a lot of pretending about space travel. They've built their own spaceships and had their own control panels, and they were just pretending that they were going up in the... Do you ever pretend that you're traveling in space or doing other things? It's a great way to understand things, you know, to start out by pretending. Pretending you're a pilot or a princess. Pretending you're a doctor or a king. Pretending you're a mother or a father. By pretending, you can be most anything you want to think about. By pretending, pretending, you can try out many things. By pretending, your own makeup play can be different every day, but it's your work, it's important. Pretend you can try out life by pretending. You can even say you're an astronaut today by pretending. Pretending. We do a lot of pretending, you and I, don't we? Well, the last time I was with Al Warden was at Cape Kennedy in Florida, just before he was going to make a trip to the moon. You know, that's what astronauts do. They fly from the Earth to the moon and explore. Yeah. And one of the questions that a child had asked me to please ask him was, why does the rocket make so much fire and noise when it takes off? And Al Warden showed me a film of a rocket taking off from the ground, going up into the sky. And then he explained to me why there was so much fire and noise with the rocket. I'd like you to see that film and hear that explanation of his. Now, you realize what you're going to see is just a film now of a rocket taking off.
fire and the noise in the rocket is the burning of the fuel in the engines that make us go. And you know, it's interesting that that a rocket does make so much noise. It seems like the faster we go, the more noise we have to have to make us go faster. If you go very slowly, like if you tiptoe, or if you're walking in tennis shoes, or even if you're running, you make very little noise. If you get on a bicycle, you may make a little bit more noise. You go a little faster. If you ride in a car, you go a little faster yet, and the car does make noise. If you fly in an airplane, now we all know that airplanes make a lot of noise when they take off, but they don't go as fast as rockets, and when the rocket takes off down here, it makes that much more noise because it has that much further to go and that much faster to go.
Did that film look like him? Well, he had on regular clothes then. He wasn't in his astronaut suit when I talked with him. And he probably won't be today when he comes. Did you understand what he meant? Try going on tiptoe. See how quiet it is? And then if you walk harder and faster, it's a little louder. If you get in a car, that makes a little more noise, but it goes faster. If you get in an airplane, that makes a little more noise than a car, but it goes even faster than a car. Oh, telephone. Hello? Oh, hi, Mr. McFeely. You're at the airport. Good. Fine. About how long then? Okay. 10 minutes or so. Well, yes, we're ready to visit with him whenever you bring him. Fine. Thanks very much. Goodbye. Mr. McFeely's at the airport, and he said that Astronaut Warden's airplane just landed in our neighborhood. So it'll be, 10 minutes or so before he comes. That gives us a chance to pretend a little more. Yeah, we can have some make-believe. Why don't we pretend that he's in the neighborhood of make-believe, all right? Set up our model of the neighborhood of make-believe. You can use your toys to pretend. Sure. By pretending, da-da-da-da, you can try out many things by pretending. I like the things that you make up. Sure, your makeup play. Let's pretend that Lady Aberlin is holding this picture of Astronaut Warden and showing it to Daniel Striped Tiger in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay?
Well, he doesn't look like a scary person.
Did you think he'd look scary?
Well, I don't know. I mean, the man from the moon and all.
He's just a real person, Daniel. He's a real person who flew up to the moon and then came back. He never lived up there.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes me feel better.
Well, that's why I wanted to show everybody his picture, so that they'd know him if they saw him in the neighborhood.
Well, thanks, Lady Aberlin. I like it when you tell me things.
I like to tell you things, Daniel. Mm-hmm. See, now I've got two more people to tell.
Oh, but I have one more question to ask.
Fine, what is it?
Are you sure Astronaut Warden knew how to come back when he got up to the moon?
I'm sure. And he had a lot of people helping him because all of them wanted him to come back safely.
I'm glad.
Ugga mugga, Daniel Tiger.
Ugga mugga, Lady Aberlin.
I don't even know which way the moon is in the daytime.
Could I help you?
Oh, well, we're trying to figure out which way the astronaut's going to descend.
Oh, you mean from the sky?
Aye, of course. The moon's in the sky.
Yes, Dr. Bill, but the astronaut is not coming down from the moon today.
Well, we thought he was. Why, I took the day off to see him.
Well, he's coming here, all right. It's just that he's already come down from the sky.
Well, I'm glad of that. I've got such a crick in my neck from looking.
Oh, here.
Oh, it feels better.
I did want to show you his picture so that you'll know who he is when he arrives.
Oh, that's very thoughtful of you. Let me see. Hey.
Oh, we'll be waiting for him when he comes.
Right then. See you later.
If at first you don't succeed, move the moon a little closer.
Still practicing, Lady Elaine?
Oh, yes, I sure am. And look over here who's helping me. Astronaut Warden.
Of course you can't move the real moon, Lady Elaine. Hi, I'm helping Lady Elaine do her EVA.
Hi, I'm Lady Aberlin, the king's niece.
You want to practice for a moon flight, too?
Oh, no. Just because her name's Lady and my name's Lady doesn't mean we're exactly alike.
Oh, no. We're as different as morning and midnight. Now, let's get on with this EAV, or whatever you call it.
EVA, Lady Elaine. Oh. Extravehicular activity. If you don't have a rocket ship or a command module or some kind of a vehicle, then you have to do all of your work extravehicular.
Yes, well, I think it's less cumbersome myself.
It's okay for make-believe. Do you want to try again?
Roger. Right on. I'll try to remember the tips that you gave me.
Oh, may I watch?
Oh, sure.
Would you like to hold the moon for her?
Want me to, Lady Elaine?
Sure, dear. This time I'll fly right to you.
All right.
Okay. Now remember all your safety rules, Lady Elaine.
Yes, I will. Okay, that's far enough, Lady Aberlin. Okay, ready? Get set. Count.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Jump off! Jump off! Oh, wee, well, what else?
That was great, Lady Elaine. You made it.
Oh, just like a real one, isn't it?
Well, in the real world, people don't fly, just birds fly.
Oh, but people fly an airplane.
Yes, but they have to make them first.
Oh, so they do. Well, I think I'll fly back home now. I'll jump back home from the moon.
Well, I hope your reentry is as spectacular as mine was.
Oh, well, good. Boomerang, toomerang, zoomerang. Oh, well, here I am.
Nice jump, Lady Elaine.
Thanks.
What were those words you used?
Oh, you mean when I left the moon?
Yes.
Oh, it's a little magic I sometimes resort to. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Mm-hmm.
Have you shown Colonel Warden your special boomerang, toomerang, soomerang, Lily?
No, not yet. You want to see it, dear?
Sure.
Okay.
She is always doing something.
I like that. I like interesting people.
Here we are with my boomerang, toomerang, soomerang. Now, you'll want to see it work, won't you?
Yes.
Well, it turns you upside down.
Upside down?
Mm-hmm. But you'll see, it doesn't hurt.
Ready? Okay. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang. Okay, dearies, what do you think of that?
That makes it seem just like real spaceflight.
Do you like it?
That boomerang of yours sure makes it seem like the gravity's gone.
Well, I'll loan it to you. It's just for make-believe.
Is this the astronaut?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He likes my upside-down trick.
Oh, he does. Well, could you turn him right side up so that I could meet him?
No, I couldn't. I'll turn you upside down so you can meet him.
Oh, Lady Elaine, oh, no.
Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Handyman Negri, what are you doing upside down?
One guess.
Lady Elaine Fairchild.
That's right. I wanted to meet the astronaut.
Oh, of course. Astronaut Warden, I'd like you to meet Handyman Negri.
Hi, Handyman.
Hi, Astronaut. King Friday would like to see you immediately.
Upside down?
Oh, I don't think so. Oh,
hey, Lady Elaine, right side up, please.
Have you had enough?
Have we?
Oh, we've had lots. Yes. Plenty.
Okay. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang. There. How did you like it?
Sure makes right side up feel good.
Well, if you're going to go see the king, he's the one I'd like to turn upside down.
Oh,
yeah, but when you've finished with him, I'll be ready for my next lesson.
Okay.
Okay, sport.
Good. Thanks
Lady
for your help.
I'll leave the moon with you.
The moon. Thank you for the moon.
That's what it is.
At last they're coming. Yes, I've been waiting now. Astronaut and others, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Welcome back from the moon, Astronaut Warden.
Thank you, Your Majesty.
You may thank me tomorrow when I present you with a fitting citation.
Tomorrow?
Yes. At this same moment, in this same geographical area, you will present yourself.
Very well, Your Majesty.
That is our trolley coming along the track now, Astronaut. Trolley, this is our astronaut. Yes, very good. Show in the picture, Lady Evelyn, of the astronaut here.
So, King Friday will have a special ceremony for Astronaut Warden tomorrow in make-believe. What'd you think of Lady Elaine turning them upside down? Oh, maybe that's Mr. McFeely with the astronaut now. Would you please look out the window? If it's Mr. McFeely, he's probably with Astronaut Warden. Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery right this way, Astronaut Warden. There's the suitcase.
Hello, Fred. How
Welcome.
Are you? Nice
great,
to see you.
I'll be back tomorrow to take you to the airport.
Okay, Mr. McFeely. Thank
Have
you
a good
very
visit.
Much.
You're right. Welcome. Good day to you.
Come on in, Al. We're really glad to see you. Won't you sit down?
Oh, it's nice to be here, Fred.
We've been thinking about you all day today, expecting
oh,
your visit.
I've been thinking a lot about you, too, and I brought something back with me that you and I looked at and discussed before my flight, and I thought maybe you'd like to have it back, just as I promised.
I want the children to see. I'd like you to see this envelope, because it means a lot to me. Yeah, it says, "This envelope with children's questions was carried to the moon on Apollo 15 for Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, Al Warden." You mean you actually took it?
I actually carried that with me.
You promised that you would, and, well, I'm mighty glad to have it. Do you remember some of the questions that the children asked you at that time?
Yes.
This one. Do you think you'll be scared at all when you fly to the moon? Do you remember how you answered that one?
Gee, no, not exactly, Fred.
Well, we have a recording of what you said when I asked you that question. This is a recording before Astronaut Warden went to the moon. Would you like to see
like
and
to
hear
see
it?
Yeah.
Okay, would you?
I can't put it in good words, probably, but the answer to the question is yes. We're going a long ways away from the Earth. We're going in a very, very small compartment. It's going to be very lonely where we're going. We'll be in touch with people only by radio. And I think, yes, I think we all do things now and then that we want to do, but which scare us just a little bit. And I feel that way about this flight.
Do you still feel the same way about flying in space now that you're back?
Well, you know, after you know about something, it's not as scary as you thought it could be, and after you do it, it's not as scary as before.
Yeah, it's kind of like riding a bicycle.
Yeah.
I remember when I was little and I sat up on a two-wheeler, and it looked so far down to the ground for me. And that was scary. And now when I ride a bike, don't even think about that part.
Sure, it's not as scary anymore. You know how to do it.
Exactly.
Right. Say, Fred, did the package come for me here?
Yes. Just a minute, I'll get it for you. In fact, it came to my place, and I brought it over today.
Well, NASA said they would send it here for me.
It said Warden EVA and other films.
Yes, I think I have a film of the EVA in here. Would you like to see it?
Sure would. Extravehicular
activity. Extravehicular activity, that's right.
Outside the
something I did outside the spacecraft. Right.
We have a projector here at Picture, and I'll just string it up on that projector.
Okay, fine.
And when we see it, will you talk about it?
Certainly will.
Okay. There. Oh, that's a nice painting. That's a Van Gogh painting. Look at the moon there. Okay, Picture, we're ready to see Astronaut Warden's film.
This is where I started the EVA, Fred. I'd just gotten outside the command module. And I'm working my way back down to the scientific instrument module, which is in the back or the lower part of the sim bay or the service module. The big object you see there that I just worked my way over is one of the large cameras that we carried in the flight. This picture here is mission control. They watched the EVA also and monitored everything that I did and kept very good track of my oxygen supply and all the things that necessary for the EVA. Mm-hmm. And then I retrieve the film and I come back over the large camera. That camera failed to retract as it should, and that's why I have to work my way over it. And then I work my way back up towards the command module. The television camera at the time was on the door or the hatch for the command module, looking back along the service module. And you see there I have to work my way, and that's my umbilical that you see floating in the picture there.
What's that mean, umbilical?
Umbilical is a cord that carries all the oxygen and the electrical power that I need and all of the things that I needed to keep the pressure suit inflated and keep myself in good shape out there.
So you were really attached the whole time?
The whole time, that's right. I could only go as far as the umbilical. And here I turn around and get back into the command module.
Boy, that is really interesting, but you were really out in space while the thing was going.
Oh, yes, yes. Went right along with it on the outside. That's a real extravehicular activity.
But was that the only time that you were outside during the flight? I mean, you were inside the rest of the time?
Yes, that was the only time that I did an EVA. Dave Scott and Jim Irwin, the two fellows that flew with me as part of the crew, actually did quite a bit of extravehicular activity on the moon's surface.
They were the ones who rode in the little car.
Yes, they're the ones who made the landing on the moon, and once they got down and got everything squared away, then they got outside and got their lunar rover, which is the little car that they drove around, got in the lunar rover and did their exploration on the moon.
But when they were down there, you were by yourself going around the moon, is that it?
That's right, yes. I stayed by myself in the command module.
How long?
Well, it was a long time. It was over 3 days that I stayed by myself.
How did it feel being by yourself all that time, going around and around the moon?
Well, I thought a lot about that before the flight, and I thought surely I'd be very lonely and that I'd really want to be with the fellows during that time. But what actually happened was that I was so very busy that I really didn't have time to be lonely. And I guess that's something that we all do. If we know there's a time when we're going to be by ourselves, if we stay very, very busy, then we're not lonely, and the time goes very quickly. And I was very busy.
It seems to me that you might have had some feelings about letting them be the ones to ride the little car all over the moon. That must have been fun for them.
Well, I'm sure it was, and of course I thought a lot about that, too. I think it would be great fun to drive a little car down on the moon's surface. You know, then that's where a lot of the pictures in the TV came from. It was kind of my responsibility to see that everything was okay so that they could get back home. They would not have been able to ride in that little car on the moon surface if I hadn't been in the command module in orbit. And, of course, while I was there, I did many, many scientific experiments and took a lot of pictures and did a lot of very, very hard work. So, even though I would like to have landed, as we all would, and drive around in that little car, somebody in the crew, one of us, had to stay in orbit, and that was me.
But you got to see the backside of the moon, too, didn't you?
Oh, yes. I saw a lot of the moon's surface that they didn't get a chance to see riding in their lunar rover. And incidentally, I've got some pictures taken from the lunar rover if you'd like to see what the moon looks like from that little car that they drove in.
Okay. Is that one of the films there?
That's one of the films we've got here.
Good. We'll put that on Picture Picture, too. Picture Picture, please show us this film taken from that little car right on the moon. Boy, look at it.
There's a picture taken from the right seat in the rover, and that's the lunar module that they used to come back into orbit with.
I see. So
what happened with that was that that came right back up.
That came right up off the ground, or right up off the lunar surface and back into orbit, where we got together and docked, and we pulled all the things back from the lunar module that they'd collected on the ground, like the rocks and all the pictures that they took, and we brought that back into the command module so that we could bring it back to Earth.
Great. Well, here's this film. You know, my wife's expecting us home for some Earth food. I remember I asked you some time ago, what does space food taste like? So should we go home and have something with my family?
Yes, I'd love to. And incidentally, I brought some of the space food that we had in the flight for you to taste, too, so that you'd know what it tasted like.
Let's do that tomorrow, okay? Because astronaut Warden will be staying with us tonight and come back tomorrow.
Oh, that'd be
fine. While I sing the tomorrow song, maybe you can get those things together.
Okay, and then fine.
Will you sing it with me? Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Come on, Al.
Okay.
I'll get your bag here.
Okay, fine.
What? You always make it a special day for me. Mm-hmm. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This is PBS.